Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Ken, I have to interrupt your rejoin here. This may be, Mr. Lyons is here. I believe that Super Bowl 49, the interception by Malcolm Butler, is the most consequential play in NFL history because it interrupted a dynasty, it reignited another. The amount of, you know, Russell Wilson was one decision away from winning consecutive Super Bowls against Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Well, the helmet catch. How about Mo Lewis hitting Drew Bledsoe?
All very consequential. All could be good points in terms of historical impact with the singular moment in the biggest game at the biggest time for me. But I could be wrong. That's why we love this. But for college, the butt push, whatever they call it, where I was watching
shove?
This game, 2000 Comav, Matthew Leinart being pushed in by Reggie Bush. At that point, that stuff was about to ignite the Charlie Weiss era at Notre Dame. And from that point on, Notre Dame has never reached that height again.
Ahead of the curve, Matt Leinart. New phenomena, the butt push.
Yep.
In the NFL, which Matt can't do.
No.
They have to stop doing that. Stop calling the quarterback sneak.
Yeah, it's one thing when your quarterback is built like a running back, like Philly, and you have the best offensive line in the NFL. When you don't have those things, maybe just hand it off, you know? Try to get the first down that way.
Well, and I like the fake one when they threw it off the helmet.
The crazy part about that flip to Ramondre is I actually liked the call. There was an open running lane. I'm like, hey, this might work. And then you can't pitch the ball back to the guy. That was like, come on, man.
Well, speaking of ahead of the curve, now it's the Patriots being accused of being behind the curve. John Lyons, do you agree that this reporting in the Herald, everything else, the brain drain at Gillette, Foxborough, et cetera, Bill is fighting uphill here?
Yeah, and that's, of all this stuff that's gone on over the last few years, the most shocking thing to me was having Matt Patricia and Joe Judge run your offense. But the second most shocking thing is how the Patriots have started to fall behind the curve of other teams. Because if you look at the 20-year dynasty, right, and you can say, hey, it was more Brady, more Bill, whatever. And nobody says it's more Bill. But you can say whatever you want. They were consistently ahead of the curve. Like, they changed how offenses played in 2007. They did it again in 2010. They changed their offense in 2018 late in the year, and it propelled them to a Super Bowl. Defensively, they were a 3-4 after the lockout in 2011. They went to a 4-3. A lot of teams copied them. They were one of the first teams to start playing nickel defense all the time with five defensive backs. Like, they were ahead of the curve so often with this stuff, and now they're just, not only are they not ahead of the curve, they're, as we've seen, behind. And to me, that's just been really disappointing. It's been really shocking. And I think you look at why they are where they are now. You have a roster that's not good enough, and you're behind the curve. And you have a coaching staff that, albeit is probably better than last year, but not nearly as good as what you've had when you were winning Super Bowls. So I think this whole idea of, are you ahead of the curve, behind the curve, like, that to me is the biggest reason why they are where they are right now.
One thing, though, Curtis, I heard you put a stop to this week, and I appreciate you. I always appreciate you in the morning. There is an overreaction of people to now say, doesn't Matt Patricia deserve an excuse from last year?
No.
An apology?
No.
No.
It's so absurd, and it's so lazy. I mean, Matt Patricia was a disaster, and we can't go back in time and see what would have occurred if you remove the year in between his rookie's first year and this year. But the second year is so consequential for your development as a player in the NFL, more specifically at the quarterback position in the NFL. And You go from Brady's first year to his second year, different guy, led the NFL in touchdown passes his second full year as a starter. You have to accept that what occurred last year was not just that, you know, the teaching wasn't as good. The confidence, which was at a level here, despite the loss to the Bills in the playoffs, went to the Pro Bowl, acquitted himself okay. You're thinking, all right, with the tough part is done. We found a quarterback. He's not Brady. He doesn't need to be. What they did last year was remove any faith that they had in Mac and the most important relationship, which was the difference between Belichick and Brady at the end, was that you had Belichick and Mac. Belichick arrives in August, July, second year of Mac, says he's made incredible, noticeable improvement. And then from that moment, what occurred was Mac didn't buy in, Bill took it personally, and since then, it's been two separate roads.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I remember Bill saying, hey, Mac has had a great offseason, he's ready to go. You know, he really complimentary stuff heading into that second year. And I also think back to that playoff loss against the Bills. So they get smoked, you know, 47-17. But I felt in that game, you know, one thing you really watch for, especially a young team like that, who's fighting? And in that game, Kendrick Bourne caught a couple touchdown passes, including one late from Mac. I thought to myself, hey, Mac's still fighting in this one. Like, he's still taking the punches. He's standing back up. That guy doesn't exist anymore.
Right. We were saying, was it Micah Hyde, I think, who had the interception?
What a play that was, by the way.
Great play.
A spectacular play by one of the best safeties in the NFL.
Yep.
Early in the game, changed it. But that wasn't on Mac. I mean, that was a great throw, and it was a better play.
Yeah.
But in there were players on the defense that quit. There were a lot of people that quit that night in Buffalo. But Mac Jones was not one of them. And it's just so unfortunate that it has to end like this. I recognize most relationships devolve to a point and then it gets personal and it's ugly, so it's not unique to the Patriots. But the Kraft meddling this week, the comments to Jeff Howe, the just sort of unbecoming nature of the Patriots organization right now, where nobody is accepting blame, nobody's front-facing saying this is on me. The finger-pointing has already started, and I think, sadly, it's just begun. I mean, it's good for us in the morning, but it's not good for the organization.
Entertain this text for me for a second. 978. Doesn't it seem like Belichick was trying to move the curve by going ground and pound, ground control, instead of a passing offense, which he knew he didn't have a quarterback for, but the only problem is the ground game never got going?
So I see that point, but if you're going to do that, you can't have an offensive line that gets pushed back every play.
Well, I think that's the essential point.
Came on here, and Curtis, I think it might have been you that asked the question about
the finest moment of the year.
Drafting offensive linemen, and Bill said, yeah, hey, we drafted a few guys. Yeah, like you drafted guys in the sixth round, only one of which, Antonio Maffi, had played tackle for 1 year in 2018. Like, you didn't really invest in offensive linemen, and like the one that stands out to me, the Cleveland Browns drafted DeJuan Jones in the fourth round. He's their starting right tackle. Now, he's not elite, but he's pretty good. In the fourth round, you drafted Jake Andrews, who doesn't play, and a kicker and a punter. Like, instead, you could have had a starting right tackle played at Ohio State.
But here's my question, and I don't understand it. I really don't. What is Bill trying to prove?
That he can win his way.
But the offensive line is not good enough, and it will be the fatal flaw of this team.
Yeah.
So who wins? What was qui bono?
I think they misevaluated because I think they came into it and said, "Hey, David Andrews is good. Cole Strange is a first round pick. He'll be good. Mike Onwenu's good, and of course, Strange and Onwenu have been hurt. But then they figured, hey, Trent Brown will be really good, and we'll be okay at right tackle with a mix of Reef and Anderson." And
well, we drafted three players on the offensive line. I'm not really sure what you're referring to.
And Trent Brown, they totally lowballed, then paid him. Now he's unmotivated.
But even Bill's approach, look at this offseason. You've rewarded two dinks. You rewarded Devontae Parker because he bitched about the team's interest in DeAndre Hopkins, and you reward Trent Brown just to get his fat ass on the field.
And the other thing, too, and I know Parker's been, he missed week one, he was hurt. He's been bad for them this
awful.
Year.
So bad.
That interception.
I mean, Kent said he was the best receiver in the NFL.
Like,
swinging a miss.
He did have 70 catches in 2019. So
I was so duped by that year and the game they played the Patriots.
Oh, he smoked Stephon Gilmore in that
And
game.
I thought, I love this guy.
And then Ken smoked Wiggy stuff, and then he had that point.
But, I think it's like Parker, like that interception Mac threw against Miami. I mean, Parker was just a non-factor on that play, and he almost did again against the Saints.
How about last week? You called last week on the show. Curtis said, is Tyrann Mathieu still on the team?
Oh, my God.
And then like 5 minutes into the game, pick six from touchdown. Honey Badger.
Yeah.
What a terrible play that was, just in and of itself. But Mac is back to being broken.
But of all things to do in that moment, literally the worst thing you could do was just throw it straight ahead.
And I feel there's a guy, too. Like, I don't know how you guys feel about this. And I know Belichick's the decision maker. And you guys were talking about Kraft earlier when I was on my drive in. I feel like Matt Groh is skating by with no blame in this at all.
That's because nobody believes he has power.
But here, like,
I've tried to push that narrative to no success.
After 2020, right, after 2020, Kraft came out and said, hey, we're going to have a, quote, collaborative approach with the draft. Dave Ziegler in 2021, I thought, I know Mac is an issue now, but overall, hey, pretty good draft. They slot Matt Groh into that role. We're told it's going to be a collaborative process. And their last two drafts, I mean, who from their 2022 drafts even available right now? And then 2023, I mean, I love Christian Gonzalez. I think that was an elite pick. But then you come away with no offensive lineman in the first 2 days. Like, I think that's like, and you picked Tyquan Thornton over George Pickens a couple years ago. Like, I feel like Matt Groh is skating by here with no blame. And I think he should be held accountable too.
Can I, Curtis, you've had some therapy sessions over the years. Have you ever taken a Rorschach test?
Yes,
I
have.
Rorschach or Rorschach?
Where you take the, you say what an image is?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have an audio Rorschach test with this Belichick clip about Jimmy G as to what he means.
Okay.
Can I play it for Lions to get his take on it?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, here. Now you tell me what Bill's getting at here.
Jim's a good quarterback. He's got a good record. You know, he can do everything you want a quarterback to do. Athletic, good arm, make all the throws. Won a lot of games. I mean, he only played in, what, a game and a half here, whatever it was. Two games, I forget. Not very much. So, but, I mean, we saw Jimmy every day. You know, saw the talent and the ability to, you know, be a starting quarterback. That's what he was drafted for, and that's what he is. He's had a good career. You know, happy for him.
Hey, Bob, I wish you didn't make me trade him. I think that is the test right there. And the other part of this, like, and I know we don't have to relitigate all this, but you trade him for a second-round pick to San Francisco when you could have got a first-round pick from Cleveland. Like, right. That's also on
that's on Bill.
Like, yeah. That's on you, too. But and if you trade Jimmy G, all right, and you get a first-round pick, you're in good shape. If you had stuck with Jimmy G, you also only have five championships right now. Like, you don't beat Kansas City in the AFC Championship game in 2018 with Jimmy G. You just don't. Yeah, that's a Brady thing. So, hey, maybe you would have been better off in the year 2020. You would have been better off last year. But, I mean, that's the trade-off. And I think, you know, it's too bad they didn't have a better plan when Brady left, though.
But you think that's more of a shot at Kraft
than
Mac Jones?
I don't think Bill wanted to trade him. And I think Bill was forced into trading him. And then he made a deal that was underwhelming and not as good. And now he looks around. And look, I don't think Jimmy G hasn't turned into an elite quarterback, but he's better than what you have. So I think Bill looks at it like, hey, I had the guy. And that Seth Wickersham piece in 2017, one thing that stood out to me is he said that sources close to Bill, and I'm paraphrasing here, said that it was important to Bill that he would leave things in a good place because he looked at some other dynasties that left things in bad places, and he wanted to leave with them still being good or at least contending, and they're not there. And if he leaves now, he's not leaving it the way he wanted to. Yeah.
Bill Belichick has no clothes. that of all the bull crap that's been spewed, well, I was close.
Is Jimmy G really 42-19 as a starter? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I still 42-19. He does a lot to lose playoff games, though.
I mean, awful interceptions. Awful back-breaking interceptions. The best thing that Tom Brady...
4-2 in the playoffs and 42-19.
Okay, you want to look at his numbers in the playoff games?
Okay, but he made a Super Bowl. Again, would have won that game if Emmanuel Sanders didn't alligator arm it on the deep ball. He's good.
You don't even believe the things
you
say. That was a horrible throw.
He did overthrow.
The guy eased up. He quit on the route, and it was a terrible extension.
And I
Sanders.
Also look at, like, so the Cowboys, we know, you know, how bad they are in the playoffs. A couple of years ago in that wild card round, like, Jimmy G did everything he could to lose that game. Dallas just did more.
Everything.
And again, I don't think he sucks. I think he's better than what you have, but he's also not the elite guy that I think maybe they thought was going to replace Brady in that first game and a half in 2016.
John Lyons here for the hour. It's Ken and Curtis. We'll talk about the Jeff Howe report a little bit more. Texture said, what did Howe say?
He has 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in the playoffs. He has more interceptions than touchdowns.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, 6 interceptions. I'm sorry. 4 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, what is... He sucks. 74 rating in the playoffs.
So he sucks.
Yes.
42-19, he sucks.
As a playoff and big game quarterback, he sucks.
Okay. Here's Joe Braverman. What's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Have to revisit that one later. Here's what's trending on WEEI. It's a long list of injuries for the Patriots as they look to get back on track against the Raiders. Seven players, that's right, seven, have already been ruled out, headlined by receivers Juju Smith-Schuster and DeMario Douglas, who both suffered concussions last week against the Saints. Also out, Cody Davis, Cole Strange, Riley Reiff, Matthew Judon, and Tyrone Wheatley Jr. 10 other Patriots are listed as questionable. Among those include Trent Brown, Kyle Duggar, Jonathan Jones, Mike Onwenu, Tyquan Thornton, and Josh Uche. There's one player not on the injury report that Bill Belichick says we might get a chance to see, and that's Malik Cunningham.
Well, he's definitely trending towards, yeah, I mean, anybody that keeps improving is going to eventually, you know, probably get an opportunity to play.
On the other side for the Raiders, only one notable name is out. That's starting quarterback Nate Hobbs. He's out with an ankle injury. Pats and Raiders kick off from Las Vegas at 4:05 tomorrow afternoon. Some other injuries in the NFL. The Browns and Giants will be without their starting quarterbacks, as Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones have been ruled out respectively. Also, Panthers running back Miles Sanders has been ruled out with a shoulder injury. The Bruins are back in action to play their second game of the season. Tonight, they'll host the Predators at the TD Garden for a 7 o'clock puck drop. Bruins are coming off a season-opening win over the Blackhawks at home last Wednesday. Some Celtics news breaking in the last hour. Jeff Van Gundy has been hired as a senior consultant for the Boston Celtics. This is according to Brian Robb of Mass Live. Van Gundy spent the last... was last coaching in 2007 for the Rockets and has spent time in the ESPN broadcast booth. The Revolution play their final road game of the regular season against Nashville SC tonight at 8:30. With a playoff spot already clinched, the Revs sit 2 points behind Columbus and East for getting home field for their first round matchup. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock tonight on WEEI AM 50, it's number 25 Miami against number 12 North Carolina. Some college football action on WEEI. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Curtis would like Robert Kraft to get about it, get on with it, with a coaching decision, but not until the end of the year, right, Curtis? End of the season.
And you know what? I would like for Jonathan to take over as well.
Ooh. Wow.
I think it's time for our nation to be led by young people, and it's time for the Patriots to be led by young people.
John Lyons here with the Ken and Curtis Show. He always got his own program with KJ, 1 to 4 today, and then Fitzy and Hart, 4 to 6. Quick Red Sox nugget here from our Rob Bradford.
Can I ask you this before you get to the Bradford nugget?
Yeah.
That I'm sure the city will be abuzz with. Michigan, the Big House. You ever been?
I would love to go. I've never been.
Either. I've never been to a big
college. Been to the Horseshoe.
Game. I've been there. I was visiting. I almost went to Ohio State.
Couldn't get in?
I got a scholarship to Ohio State.
Whoa.
Then I went to BC because I got in the back door.
You got a scholarship there too.
Somehow. I did. Yeah. My dad paid for it twice. Anyway, a lot of good that did me.
But the game tonight is Carolina. Watch May. Carolina QB. That's your pony. That's your new quarterback.
If you could go to one college venue to watch a game, what would it be?
I guess like Alabama-Auburn. I'd like to go somewhere in the SEC.
Yeah. For me, I think it's Ohio State-Michigan at the Big House.
At the Big House. That's this year.
Yeah.
All right, LSU at night.
LSU at night, Death Valley.
Yeah.
Now,
Brian Kelly's got a very thick Louisiana accent.
Yes, he does. And when he coaches BC in a few years, maybe he'll have a Boston accent.
Let's
again.
Do it. You know my secret future of BC is? Brian Flores.
Oh, mine is Bob Chesney from Holy Cross.
Oh, I like Teddy.
Yeah.
Do you think the Patriots miss Flores more than we let on? Is he a significant loss of the brain dream?
Sorry to cut you off, Chris. I thought he was awesome. Like, I think there was a big difference 2017 to 2018. Same personnel, mostly on defense. One defense was a lot better than the other. Like, yeah. I think he was great.
Patricia also is a guy that gets benefited by the lack of Butler because nobody talks about his game plan against the Eagles.
Which, and also, too, like, if Patricia really pushed for Malcolm Butler to play in that game, I think he would have played.
But Patricia, like, you know what I mean? I mean, he's basically a member of the Belichick family, so whatever they do, he does.
Yeah.
Brad Foss, we were talking about earlier the report from Sean McAdam and Mass Live.
Yesterday.
Yesterday that Red Sox GM job is not exactly highly coveted, right? It was kind of the way he phrased it, paraphrasing.
It has been the suitors or the potential suitors for that, potential replacements for Chaim Bloom have been few and far between due to the overwhelming presence of Alex Cora.
Brad Foss says, interesting one might be Kim Ng with the Marlins, whose contract is up with a small market team. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I saw, I think Lou tweeted about her early on.
So. I'd be all in on her being the Red Sox GM.
Former Yankees assistant.
Yeah, and Dodgers assistant. And she made the trade for Pablo Lopez for Luis Arraez with the Marlins, so she's willing to make big deals that actually help upgrade your major league roster. I would be, Mike Hazen's my number one choice.
He ain't going.
Right. So she's probably my number two choice. Like, I would be all in on
Do you know who she's the number one choice of? Linda. So you can see it. Definitely well, happening.
Fine with me.
Definitely could happen. And maybe they do a package. They'll probably hire two, right? They'll probably hire a CBO and a GM. Or, I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do.
You're my BM.
To the phones we go. A lot of Patriots reaction. It continues. You can join us, 617-779-7937. Owen is in Westford here on Ken and Curtis with John Lyons.
How you doing?
What's up?
I think even though it's 2023, you can still have a ball-controlled offense. It's just that why Belichick didn't draft a stud tackle the last couple years and keep a guy like P.J. Strong, who can move the chains a little bit like James White used to. And, you know, it's just ridiculous that he trades Strong for a guy he's not even using.
Strong sucks. Like, what are we doing here? Pierre Strong.
Yeah. And the other thing, like, his James White point, though, I do think is, like, they don't have a guy in the pass game as a running back that they can depend on. And Stevenson had a lot of catches last year, so I thought maybe that would be the guy, but they haven't used him that way. Ty Montgomery's not that guy.
Like, this offense has only been successful with, like, a Kevin Falk. You had Ridley for a little bit.
Shane Vereen.
You had Danny Woodhead, you know, James White, obviously.
What was the season that Bill ran it, like, every play in a couple games?
2015.
Does he go back to that tomorrow? Would you see that?
Deion Lewis, too, they had in
Deion Lewis.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Is that him starting over? We go back to just handoff.
There was a stretch of games where Deion Lewis was the best player on the Patriots.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. That week three game, they blew out Jacksonville in 2015.
He was electric.
He was unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than turning it over. Just run it into the line.
And an unforgettable, there was a recent, I don't know, it was in college. Somebody did the fake kneel run.
Yeah, at the end of Super Bowl 51 when they tried it with Deion Lewis.
And he blew out his knee. It looked like he did on the sideline.
I know. And James White could have sneaky been the MVP of that game, by the way.
Bite your lip.
David in the car. Hello, David. David. Oh. Going once.
Oh, well.
Going twice.
Oh, we got to go to the guy that agrees with me.
Bob in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention to Curtis the other day. It was early in the week. I don't always agree with him, but I'll tell you, his assessment of the New England Patriots, the owner, the coach, And never mind the quarterback, he's right on the money. It's really sad. This is what it's got to. But the funniest thing, Monday morning, we're going to work. He made a joke. I'll paraphrase it. He said something to the effect, you realize if Mac Jones had just spiked the ball every game, we'd probably have an extra win. He said something to that effect.
It's true.
And the people in the car, they almost drove. We're going to work. They're all Pats fans. So all day at work, everybody kept saying to the boss, we're going to spike the job. We're not going to get anything done. No one else is doing anything. Why should we?
Amen,
so
Bob.
I just thought you'd
wow.
And I hope today things go good for Wiggy because I heard you guys talking.
Yeesh.
Oh, wait. They're playing Pinkerton. I live here. And Pinkerton is actually very good this year. And they even beat Londonderry. And Londonderry hasn't lost a game in a long time. So,
oh boy.
Well, they're going to have their work cut out. But I just want to tell you.
What's the spread, Bob? What do you put the what's the line?
Running clock is what I hope for.
The mercy
honestly, if things go well with today with Wiggy, if they get out of there, 32-3, they'll be doing well. I'm not sure they're going to pull a Mac Jones. Pinkerton really is good.
Now, Wiggy sent a group text earlier today, 11:15. He's hard at work on the game plan. TMZ on Instagram, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are making every minute count. So Wiggy is focused in this morning.
I have to say, it's bizarre the amount of, whenever we bring up Taylor Swift on the Greg Hill Show or whatever Courtney does, Wiggy's like, who cares?
No, he loves it. He thinks she's playing the field. He loves what Taylor Swift has done. He thinks it's fake, right?
Right. He thinks it's totally fake, but he wants to send us stuff about it all the time.
Yeah, I think he likes it.
I actually went to the original Taylor Swift rain show at Gillette Stadium in 2011.
Oh, really?
So, there was a flex there.
Yeah, so two tickets to
Danny's
that.
Danny's going to get pissed if you talk about all the events you went to.
So two tickets to that were $220 total. Now I think parking is $220 at a T-Swift concert. I'm not a Swiftie, but that was a good show. I was impressed.
Speaking of betting lines, now that the Commonwealth has sports betting, some of the other states in our listening audience have had it. First year for us, and you, Curtis. Has it impacted your life or the region as much as you thought it would?
I have successfully avoided it because I just don't have the personality. I'm too addictive in my life to do something new like that. So I had I'll do an initial deposit of $50 when you get the free whatever bet. But I don't bet. I like watching games. I did fantasy this year, so I'm somewhat invested that way. But I am concerned, and I think you may have been right, about the younger generation.
Ooh.
The 20-year-olds.
Because I was ready to give myself a lash because I was expecting the 21-year-old college kids to be destitute on the street on college campuses. Well, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, destitute is a bit of a reach, but I do think it's just speaking for myself, if I were 21 and I was able to bet legally, I would have been a complete and utter degenerate.
One thing that's nice is remember when they first legalized it and it felt like every single commercial on TV was about sports gambling in Massachusetts and they just shoved it down our throat all the time. It's nice that they've backed off that a little bit. So that's really my biggest. I'm just glad I don't see commercials every 20 seconds for gambling in Massachusetts.
But you know what I think? We need more gambling on radio. So some more ads would be good.
I lost all my money that I put in during hoop season, but then reinvested for football. And I have taken a new strategy, which I've enjoyed. Primetime games that I have otherwise no interest in, I'm betting on, which is fun. It makes me want to watch the game. And games that I attend, like the Bruins game Wednesday, I had $20 on Patra anytime goal, and it made it enjoyable. It enhanced my viewing pleasure.
What did you win on that?
Nothing. I lost it.
Oh, he didn't have a goal, right.
But I was rooting for him to score the entire game.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. So
I mean, I think it's definitely increased the interest in sports across the board.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But it hasn't, for my life personally, it doesn't. I am so invested in games, I'll always have someone to root against, so that's how I enjoy it. Like, tonight I'll watch USC-Notre Dame. I have no money on the game, but I'll be rooting my ass off.
Put some money on it.
Why? I hate
Bet against Notre Dame.
Why?
Extra pleasure when they lose.
I believe me, I get so much pleasure. I don't need money.
Yeah.
Let's try David again. Hello, David, you there?
Hey, yes, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
So I got a theory, I think, what's going to happen with the Patriots. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs the rate they're going, obviously. It's obviously. And I think and I agree with you, Curtis. I think it's time for Mr. Kraft to step aside, let Jonathan take full control. We need that. We need somebody with a younger, fresh mind. And I believe after this year will be very agreeable between both parties. Mr. Belichick will move on. He'll go to the Giants, where he always speaks highly of. Fully in charge of the operations there, and his son Steven will be the defensive coordinator there. I see that happening at the end of the year for next year.
All right, thank you, David. Texter 407, catch me up on what Kraft said to Howe.
So in The Athletic on Wednesday, Tuesday of this week, people close to Robert Kraft said that Kraft was very angry, frustrated, and almost downright angry.
Is that the quote, state. Almost downright angry?
Let me get the exact quote. But
I was almost downright angry at the traffic I hit on my way in today. Almost. But
I getting home yesterday in South Boston, the new alignment of the road. So there used to be three lanes. They removed it to two. The ships now come in the cruise port, which I go past. Lovely road into Southie. Gorgeous place. I'm lucky enough to live. And I was in gridlock, not moving for 20 minutes. And nobody's in the bike lanes. Nobody's taking advantage of this nonsensical thing. And all it does is create cars that idle, which if you're a nut like Ken and believe that we're single-handedly contributing to the world's getting warmer, then that's counterintuitive.
But good for our business. And you have guys in Londonderry that are forced to listen to your takes in the morning that get so enamored with your suggestion that Mac just spiked the football that it carries them the entire day. So think about the impact it's having on your life.
Mac Jones's passer rating the last two games would actually be better had he just spiked the ball into the ground every single play.
That was your point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. Okay, here we go. Robert Kraft. So the impetus behind this, Ken, was that people were saying there's no way Robert Kraft is going to fire Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick, you know, being the fearless leader that he is, anonymously tells Jeff Howe through his, you know, whatever they're called, the close sources, he has to, I can't find the stupid thing in the story. Give me one more second.
You said you found it.
Here we go. Kraft has grown frustrated, if not downright angry.
If not downright angry.
People close to the situation say. So
frustrated, if not downright angry.
It is just beneath him. You've won six Super Bowls. You saved the team from going to St. Louis or Hartford or wherever else. You are a guy that has been as philanthropic as any billionaire in the history of this great state. This is beneath you, Robert. Do not resort to this.
What do you think the Chiefs-Patriots spread will be Monday night? December 18th.
In Boston, in Foxborough.
At Foxborough.
Monday night, I'm going to say
home
Chiefs by 11.
15?
I was going to say 10.5. Yeah, I think that's...
And Andy Reid, it'll be portrayed by ESPN as the passing of the torch. Bill to Andy. And Reid's not that far behind him on the wins list.
No,
he's going to pass him someday.
Keeps this up.
If Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, he will be the all-time winningest coach.
Which Mahomes does not appear to be injury prone.
No, and Mahomes
very
is
durable.
So good. God, is he good.
He would be good here.
That team's not that great, though. Another struggle this week.
Right, but I don't care what happens. He's the guy. It's just like Brady. I'm sorry. At the end of the game, if it's close, they're going to win. He's brilliant. Yeah. He's confident. He's poised. He's awesome.
The annoying thing, too, is like you read that quote. Like, this is what we've seen for years and years out of bad teams. Like, people want the backup quarterback. They want you to just spend a bunch of money. There's anonymous sources.
Fire the coach.
Like this is what we've seen, or who deserves the most blame segments on radio. Like, right. This is what
Ken loves blame pie.
Like, but I this is what we've seen for years with bad teams.
And it's everything and Patriots fans would say, huh.
Oh, I would.
That's the way it is everywhere else.
Hey, I used to make fun of the Jets for that stuff.
Yep, now we're the Jets.
Yeah.
Great news for the Celtics, though, who will have a chance to take the spotlight.
In what way is that end great news for the Celtics season is irrelevant until the playoffs?
Chris, this is great for you, Curtis, because Jeff Van Gundy coming in, you could now say it's another coach better than Belichick in Boston.
There we go.
This is great for you on the Greg Hill Show Monday. You can lead with that.
Yeah, I love it. Van Gundy's here. Missoula shouldn't be, but we'll get that addressed.
But he might not be for long.
But what's the interesting thing of the Celtics regular season?
Oh, you want to see how Drew Holiday gels with this team, first of all.
Okay, but I mean, the season doesn't start till the playoffs.
Yeah, for the NBA, that's true.
Porzingis, man.
Don't you think ratings will be up bigly?
I don't. What were the Celtics ratings last year? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I mean, if they were good, we'd probably know.
617-779-7937. Paulie is in Dedham.
Is Maya into Taylor Swift or too young?
Too young.
Yeah.
Kids Bob. Go
ahead,
Paulie.
Good day, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hey, what's up? Okay, here's the deal, I believe, with Belichick. He's got a better shot of being struck by lightning than he is being dismissed. during the middle of the year. We get Army, Navy coming in this year. They're coming in because of him. There's no way they're going to move him and look like a bunch of asses down there. But, you
well,
know,
they have nowhere for the people to stay, happening. I mean, Paulie. I mean, they haven't really thought this out too well, so they could fire Bill considering the Renaissance isn't even available for the people that had booked rooms for the game.
It's like $850 a ticket.
Apart from all that, the fact is they're coming in because of him. He's not going anywhere this year. And he doesn't deserve to be dismissed like that out of hand anyway for all he's done for us, which actually has not been enough. He pulled the plug 6 years too early on Tom Brady, that's for sure, easily. But what you do with him, like his son says, he's getting too old. He's getting old. You're telling Bill, you know, you're too old to wear all these hats.
Okay, but he's not going to accept that, Paulie. He's not. We can't do the same calls over and over again. I hear that all day, every day. They're not going to take the responsibilities away formally. It's never something he would accept. It's just not. It's a breach of the contract. He wouldn't do it. He's not going to get paid less. If Robert Kraft is removing responsibilities, do you think he's going to want to pay him the same money he pays him?
I want your prediction next.
No, I'm asking you that.
No, you're right. It's not going to happen.
So then why do we keep entertaining it?
I didn't tell the caller to say that. He said it.
You gave me a look like, why are you being rude to the caller?
You're just getting frustrated. You get to the end of your rope.
Well, Paulie and Denham, I love you.
Hang in there.
I mean, let's go.
Got one segment to go, then Lions and KJ will take over. But I want your pick next and your outlook of the game tomorrow. And what if they win? What's at stake?
Most of them lose most of the game?
Yeah, I love it.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, but I mean, we saw Jimmy every day. You know, saw the talent and the ability to, you know, be a starting quarterback. That's what he was drafted for, and that's what he is. He's had a good career. You know, happy for him.
Jimmy G tomorrow, Raiders. And the Patriots in Las Vegas, 4:05 start, right? Not the 4:25 later start, Curtis. You'll be on your game at 4, ready to go tomorrow, I'm sure.
Nope, ready to go. Excited. A little red zone, 1-4.
Very good. John Lyons here for our final segment. What's at stake tomorrow? Most to lose, most to gain? When we're out of things to talk about, we usually throw this in. So, Curtis, I'm going to go there with you.
All right, most to lose tomorrow is pretty simple. It's Mac Jones. It is the last hurrah. So if he has a dud, if he has an early turnover, I think it could be his last pass of any importance in his Patriots career.
Hmm.
Most to gain, Josh McDaniels. Ability to get back to 3 wins, I think they'll be.
Yeah, they have 2 right now.
Yeah, so they get to 3-3, 3-4.
Yeah, 3-they're 2-3 right now.
So if they win, yeah, they get back to .500. The season's still alive. We forget about the fact that he decided to kick a field goal down 8, whatever the hell that was.
He would then go 3-0 against Bill.
Gets to 3-0 against Bill. Jimmy G, you know, is sort of an honorable mention, but most to gain is Josh McDaniels. Most to lose is Mac Jones.
Yeah, John? I thought Josh, too, was a great offensive coordinator here, but it's never been put together as a head coach for him, and I think this win would, to your point, take a step in that direction. Look, most to lose for me, I think it's Mac Jones. It's not close. I mean, if he plays poorly in the first quarter, he might never play again for the Patriots. So he's huge, huge moment for him. And
but
I think
there's nobody around that's any better.
Oh,
you heard the report from Callahan. People are out on him, but there's nobody any better. So he might stink. But
he's only there. That's their way of saying he would have already been benched if not for the inept people around him.
Right, but how does that change the rest
because
of the year?
Because the season's over. They lose, and he's done. There's no more redeeming quality for him.
And I think at least you could say, like, Will Greer would come in and just not cost you games. Like, he might not win you. Like, right now, Mac Jones is costing you games. I think at least with a guy like Will Greer, you could say, oh, he won't cost you games. Because if Mac Jones goes out and throws a bad pick six against the Raiders or doesn't have pocket awareness and gets strip sacked, like, that's directly hurting you. at least Will Grier, he might not help you, but he wouldn't hurt you, I think. That's why, to me, Mac has by far the most to lose.
Yeah. What about Bill O'Brien?
What about you?
Bill O'Brien, most to gain, come up with something interesting with Malik Cunningham. Everybody is now on board with your team, your roster stinks. So he gets some blame, but not a lot. So if they find a way to piece it together tomorrow with Malik, then at least positive momentum for O'Brien that he's figuring out a way to get it done.
So I have a storyline that I believe will come to fruition, that part of the decaying carcass that is the season with the Patriots will be unearthed, that Bill O'Brien got here, realized how bad it all was, and was already in negotiations to be Michigan State's next head football coach.
So he's going to abandon ship regardless.
Yep. That he has got one foot out the door, that he cannot allow his name to be associated with be sullied with these offenses that have been put out there. He gets back to the Big Ten, hopefully resurrects Michigan State after the Mel Tucker fiasco that I think was just them not being happy with Mel Tucker's contract. But nonetheless, I believe that that Bill O'Brien will be one and done. So even if Mac stays, it would be 4 years, four coordinators.
Another thing we talked about, like, bad teams do that.
Yep.
Like 4 years, four offensive coordinators, four quarterbacks coach. Like, that's another thing bad teams do.
Do you think Jim Harbaugh would really take this job?
I have no idea, but I think he wants to get... I don't think he stays in Michigan. There's issues with he and the administration there. He is an incredibly... I mean, he thinks he could. He thinks he would win here. He's got an ego that matches Bill's in that regard. But he's also not exactly great with the press, so not really a treat.
It's not a cuddly alternative.
That's the one thing to me, too, that if you're Bill, to be a little bit concerned about, is the coaching market this offseason is going to have a lot of high-end candidates, right? Like Jim Harbaugh, you mentioned, Brian Flores, Leslie Frazier, Ben Johnson. Like, you're going to have a lot of guys out there that are either been previous head coaches or really great coordinators. It's kind of, and there's good candidates every year, but I feel like this year, more than other years, there's a lot of high-end candidates out there. So that's one thing. Like, if you're Kraft and you did want to make a change after the year, that's one thing you can put in your back pocket and say there are a lot of great options. And you have Bill O'Brien and Gerard Mayo in-house on top of that, too.
Well, right. I wonder if Bill O'Brien threatens Kraft with that and says, you want me to stay here, make me the head coach mid-season, otherwise I'm gone end of the year. Does that change Kraft's
mind? Where is the leverage that Bill O'Brien
Penn State
has?
What you did at Penn State, and yeah. I can do this better. Yeah. I'm more relevant.
Made the playoffs in Houston once, I think, right?
Yeah, with Brock Osweiler. But, yeah. I mean, I would say this. Bill Belichick is not going to be harmed by the coaching market if he is out there. He's going to one of two places. It's for three, actually. Chargers, Cowboys, or Giants. Those are the three.
I can't believe he'd take the Giants job in the current state.
I mean, just think he loves the Giants.
Right.
Well, but the Cowboys is a way better job.
Cowboys is a better job. The Chargers would be probably the best job. I mean, the only issue is that you're in the same division as Patrick Mahomes, but Belichick's been pretty damn good against Mahomes, at least for a half at different
The Chargers organization, though, just has, like, loser stink on it.
Right.
Like, no matter who's there, they never win, ever. Like, the Cowboys, I think he could go there and win a Super Bowl.
And if he did, that's the other thing, is if he goes to Dallas and wins a Super Bowl, then you are, you know, you are on the top of the mountain because you bring them back, you know, and it's also kind of getting back at Jerry for the ending of his buddy Jimmy Johnson. There's a lot of good storylines there.
Another quarterback to watch today, Washington's Michael Penix, 330, right? So if you're in the quarterback.
Oregon, Washington, right?
Yep.
And by the way, we mentioned at the start of the show, Deion Sanders' pursuit and ascension to the NFL may have hit a little bit of a snag in Stanford.
No accountability ever yesterday.
That was
wild. Did you see after the game his quote about players have to love it? They can't just like the game. You got to love the game. I mean, he's immediately pivoting to his players blew it.
Yeah. It was all about him when they win. And it's not about him when they lose. That sounds like Deion.
And then Caleb Williams tonight, who you got to be rooting for as they play Notre Dame. So you got three nice quarterbacks to flip back and forth between May and Caleb.
A much better Saturday than Sunday for football.
I agree. Not very
Another
good
thing
Sunday.
Bad teams do, just watch the good college quarterbacks.
Quick weather report. Where's
add it to the
Where's list. The foliage at its peak right now?
Peak foliage right now is about in Amherst. So if you want to head out there. By the way, big day for Jermaine Wiggins Jr. against Penn State. Wiggy said he might get a little run today out there. So
wow.
3:30, go Minutemen against
Penn
State.
They're 1-6. They're 40-point dogs in that game or something.
I hate Penn State, so beat them.
I don't think they're going to beat them if
Let's
they can cover
it.
The 40.
I remember when UMass and BC had football programs. It was really fun.
All right, KJ is up next with Lions, and then Fitzy and Hart 4-6 today. On the AM later today, you can listen to that North Carolina
game.
I need
your ALCS, NLCS picks.
Texas wins it. And I think the Diamondbacks. It's my heart. That's my heart.
Horrible World Series. Texas, Arizona.
Yeah.
Mike Hazen. That's a good. Yeah. Abington, Mass guy. Mike Hazen.
No, Houston against the Phillies. That would be a great fall classic.
Okay. John, thank you for coming in. And people can find your. Are you writing for New England Football Journal much these days?
A little bit. I do Patriots post game for them, which you can always see on Twitter. Obviously, listen to the Six Rings post game show here on WEI. Yep. But
And listen to after KJ or during commercial breaks. Check out the YouTube broadcast of Orlando and Brockton calling.
Can you get some more highlights of that today?
Oh my God, was that good?
That is gold.
Listen to Chris Curtis. Interview Bill Belichick on Monday.
Of course,
morning.
That's right.
Big time.
All right, good job, Joe Braverman, behind the glass. It is the KJ and Lion Show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.